Good morning. Let's begin our service by singing hymn number 218. O life that maketh all things new, the blooming earth, the thoughts of men, our pilgrim feet wet with thy dew, in gladness hither turn again. Hymn number 218. Carolyn from Canada will read from the scriptures.
1 John. This is the record that God has given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not. And we know that we are of God. And we know that the Son of God is come and has given us an understanding, that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. John. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life.
We will now have a moment of silent prayer and follow with the Lord's Prayer, with its spiritual interpretation as given in the Christian Science textbook. Our Father, which art in heaven, our Father, Mother, God, all harmonious,
hallowed be thy name,
adorable one,
thy kingdom come,
thy kingdom is come, thou art ever present.
Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Enable us to know, as in heaven, so on earth, God is omnipotent, supreme.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Give us grace for today. Feed the famished affections.
And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
And love is reflected in love.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
And God leadeth us not into temptation, but delivereth us from sin, disease, and death.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.
For God is infinite, all power, all life, truth, love, over all and all. Let's now sing hymn number 188. No eye hath seen, nor tongue declared, nor hath it entered heart of man to know what God hath here prepared for them that love and trust his plan. Hymn number 188. Welcome to the Sunday morning service of the Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent. We begin our Sunday mornings here at 10 a.m. with our roundtable discussion, where we cover this week's lesson and other topics that need to be uncovered and learn how to practice better in our lives Christian Science. And we had another really good one this morning, so if you'd like to hear it again, or if you missed it, you can find it on our website, plainfieldcs.com, and you'll also be able to find it on our YouTube channel and our Vimeo channel. We have a Sunday school for children that meets at 11 a.m., and that Sunday school has its own dedicated teleconference number so that children from around the world can attend. Many of our Sunday school students do not live in the area, but they attend via telephone. This means that if you don't live in the area, but you have a child of Sunday school age, your child can also attend. Just call the main church number. We'll give you the number for the Sunday school, and our Sunday school teachers will be very happy to welcome your child to our Sunday school. We have a testimony meeting every Wednesday evening at 8:15, where you can hear testimonies of healings and lives made much, much better through the study and practice of Christian Science. And we have a nursery available for infants and toddlers. If you'd like to come in person, you can bring the whole family. One announcement, we are going to have a corporate meeting of the membership this coming Thursday. That'll be January 22nd. And that will take place at 8 p.m. East Coast time. So if you are a member, please join us. And if you can't get here in person, which most of you won't, you'll be able to attend via the regular church phone number. And that'll be January 22nd at 8 p.m. And in light of that, there will not be a 9 o'clock watch that Thursday. There will be a Unity watch at 10 p.m. that Thursday. That's this coming Thursday, January 22nd. We have many websites, I believe 21 different websites, all in different languages. As a result, the Word of Truth, Christian Science, is reaching people around the globe, in many cases in their own language. Everything that we offer on our websites is free of charge and comes with the love of this church. And that is why we are so grateful to those of you who contribute financially. That enables us to provide what we provide freely. And everything on all of our websites is the finest of Christian Science literature. It's free to read, listen, download. It's a lot of the very finest stuff. One of the things that I would like to point out is an article on our English language website. The article entitled Eternal Life by Duncan Sinclair. Short but really good. Recommended highly. And as always, everyone is welcome here. And that includes all of you who are listening and participating from around the world. Now we will have the reading of a testimony of healing from our textbook, which attests to the power obtained by studying the Christian Science textbook. And that reading will be given this morning by Tom from Iowa.
Page 645, Hereditary Disease of the Lungs Cured. For a long time, I have been impelled to contribute a testimony of the healing power of truth. As I read other testimonies and rejoice in them, someone may rejoice in mine. I was healed by reading Science and Health. By applying it, I found it to be the truth that Jesus taught, the truth that sets free. From childhood, I had never known a well day. I was healed of lung trouble of long standing. Consumption was hereditary in our family, my mother and three brothers having passed on with it. The law of materia medica said that in a short time I must follow them. I also had severe stomach trouble of over 8 years standing, during which time I always retired without supper, as the fear of suffering from my food was so great that I denied myself food when hungry. For over 20 years I had ovarian trouble, which was almost unbearable at times. It dated from the birth of my first child and at one time necessitated an operation. I suffered with about all the ills that flesh is heir to. I had trouble with my eyes from a child, wore glasses for 14 years, several oculists saying I would go blind, one declaring I would be blind in less than a year if I did not submit to an operation, which I refused to do. But thanks be to God, whose truth reached me through the study of our textbook. Words fail to express what Christian Science has done for me in various ways, for my children, my home, my all. The physical healing is but a small part. The spiritual unfolding and uplifting is the pearl of great price, a half that has never been told. Mrs. J.P.M., Kansas City, Missouri.
The Bible and the Christian Science textbook are our only preachers. The scriptural texts and the correlative passages from our textbook, these comprise our sermon. The canonical writings, together with the word of our textbook, corroborating and explaining the Bible texts and their denominational spiritual import and application to all ages, past, present, and future, constitute a sermon undivorced from truth, uncontaminated or fettered by human hypotheses, and authorized by Christ. And today's lesson sermon can be found on page 6 of the Independent Christian Science Quarterly. Subject: Life. The golden text is from Romans. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The responsive reading, Proverbs. Hear, ye children, the instruction of a father, and attend to no understanding.
Let thine heart retain my words. Keep my commandments and live.
Get wisdom, get understanding. Forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth.
Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee.
Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be many.
Take fast hold of instruction. Let her not go. Keep her. For she is thy life.
Dede from Georgia will now read.
I will read from the Bible. 1 John. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and is manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father, and with his Son, Jesus Christ. John. Jesus saith, Verily, verily I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. Verily, verily I say unto you, he that heareth my word, and believeth on him that sent me, hath everlasting life. Mark. When Jesus was passed over again by ship unto the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet, and besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him. There came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain which said, Thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further? As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, Be not afraid, only believe. And he suffered no man to follow him, save Peter and James and John, the brother of James. And he cometh to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and seeth the tumult, and them that wept and wailed greatly. And when he was come in, he saith unto them, Why make ye this ado and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleeping. And they laughed him to scorn. But when he had put them all out, he taketh the father and the mother of the damsel, and them that were with him, and entered in where the damsel was lying. And he took the damsel by the hand and said unto her, Talitha kumi, which is being interpreted, Damsel, I say unto thee, arise. And straightway the damsel arose and walked, for she was of the age of 12 years. And they were astonished with a great astonishment. And he charged them straightly that no man should know it, and commanded that something should be given her to eat. John. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it comes and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus said, In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. If ye love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever.
Carol will now read.
I will read correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health, with Key to the Scriptures, by Mary Baker Eddy. As adherents of truth, we take the inspired word of the Bible as our sufficient guide to eternal life. Acquaintance with the original texts and willingness to give up human beliefs established by hierarchies and instigated sometimes by the worst passions of men open the way for Christian Science to be understood and make the Bible the chart of life, where the buoys and healing currents of truth are pointed out. He to whom the arm of the Lord is revealed will believe our report and rise into newness of life with regeneration. This is life eternal, says Jesus, is, not shall be. And then he defines everlasting life as a present knowledge of his Father and of himself, the knowledge of love, truth, and life. This is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. The scriptures say, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God, showing that truth is the actual life of man. but mankind objects to making this teaching practical. We walk in the footsteps of truth and love by following the example of our Master in the understanding of divine metaphysics. Christianity is the basis of true healing. Whatever holds human thought in line with unselfed love receives directly the divine power. I was called to visit Mr. Clark in Lynn, who had been confined to his bed 6 months with hip disease caused by a fall upon a wooden spike when quite a boy. On entering the house, I met his physician, who said that the patient was dying. The physician had just probed the ulcer on the hip and said that the bone was carious for several inches. He even showed me the probe, which had on it the evidence of this condition of the bone. The doctor went out. Mr. Clark lay with his eyes fixed and sightless. The dew of death was on his brow. I went to his bedside. In a few moments, his face changed. Its death pallor gave place to a natural hue. The eyelids closed gently, and the breathing became natural. He was asleep. In about 10 minutes, he opened his eyes and said, "I feel like a new man. My suffering is all gone." It was between 3 and 4 o'clock in the afternoon when this took place. I told him to rise, dress himself, and take supper with his family. He did so. The next day I saw him in the yard. Since then I have not seen him, but I'm informed that he went to work in 2 weeks. The discharge from the sore stopped, and the sore was healed. The diseased condition had continued there ever since the injury was received in boyhood. Since his recovery, I have been informed that his physician claims to have cured him, and that his mother has been threatened with incarceration in an insane asylum for saying, "It was none other than God and that woman who healed him." I cannot attest the truth of that report, but what I saw and did for that man and what his physician said of the case occurred just as I have narrated. The fact that the Christ or truth overcame and still overcomes death proves the King of Terrors to be but a mortal belief or error, which truth destroys with the spiritual evidence of life. And this shows that what appears to the senses to be death is but a mortal illusion, for to the real man and the real universe, there is no death process. The man of sorrows best understood the nothingness of material life and intelligence and the mighty actuality of all-inclusive God, good. These were the two cardinal points of mind healing or Christian Science, which armed him with love. The highest earthly representative of God, speaking of human ability to reflect divine power, prophetically said to his disciples, speaking not for their day only, but for all time, "He that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and these signs shall follow them that believe." The way is straight and narrow, which leads to the understanding that God is the only life. It is a warfare with the flesh in which we must conquer sin, sickness, and death, either here or hereafter, certainly before we can reach the goal of spirit or life in God. Jesus said substantially, "He that believeth in me shall not see death." That is, he who perceives the true idea of life loses his belief in death. He who has the true idea of good loses all sense of evil, and by reason of this is being ushered into the undying realities of spirit. Such a one abideth in life, life obtained not of the body, incapable of supporting life, but of truth, unfolding its own immortal idea. Jesus gave the true idea of being, which results in infinite blessings to mortals. In Colossians 3, verse 4, Paul writes, "When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, be manifested, then shall ye also appear, be manifested, with him in glory." When spiritual being is understood in all its perfection, continuity, and might, then shall man be found in God's image. The absolute meaning of the apostolic words is this: then shall man be found in his likeness, perfect as the Father, indestructible in life, hid with Christ in God, with truth in divine love, where human sense hath not seen man. I have set forth Christian Science and its application to the treatment of disease, just as I have discovered them. I have demonstrated through mind the effects of truth on the health, longevity, and morals of man. And I have found nothing in ancient or in modern systems on which to found my own, except the teaching and demonstrations of our great master and the lives of prophets and apostles. The Bible has been my only authority. I have had no other guide in the straight and narrow way of truth.
Let us now have a moment of silent prayer for our world. Let's now sing hymn number 304. The words of this hymn are by Mary Baker Eddy. "Shepherd, show me how to go o'er the hillside steep, how to gather, how to sow, how to feed thy sheep. I will listen for thy voice, lest my footsteps stray. I will follow and rejoice all the rugged way. Hymn number 304.
Like a flood, His mercy reigns. my God, my Savior has ransomed me, and like a flood, His mercy rains, unending love, amazing grace. Oh, my chains are gone, I've been set. Savior has ransomed me, and like a flood, His mercy rains, unending love, amazing grace, amazing.
Let's now sing hymn number 324. Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. Take my moments and my days, let them flow in ceaseless praise. Take my hands and let them move at the impulse of Thy love. Hymn number 324.
From the Christian Science textbook, The Scientific Statement of Being, and the correlative passage from 1 John, 3rd chapter. There is no life, truth, intelligence, no substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation. For God is all in all, Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material. He is spiritual. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we shall be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that, when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that has this hope in him purify himself, even as he is pure. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life. Amen.